Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Amy Winehouse died this week. What are the odds she's in hell right now going down on Seth Putnam? He's probably paying her in heroin. Gross. Here's the show.
True. I missed what Chuck said about Amy. What happened?
That she's probably in hell right now going down on Seth Putnam and he's paying her in heroin. I wouldn't doubt it.
She's definitely in hell. Yeah. I feel that, because, you know, during the week, everyone went on Facebook and said what it, mostly women went on and said what a terrible thing this is. Is she dead? And well, she's such a star. How we lost such a princess to this.
She's another one that I think women like because she's ugly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's like she was famous and ugly. It made me feel better about myself. It's a shame she's dead.
Like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, right. She had like a horse face and like teeth like a graveyard.
There's horses that are better looking.
I mean, I hate to speak ill of the dead, but
why?
Yeah, she was.
I like it.
She was awful.
She was dead from a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
2009 was probably.
As I said, her body just caught up to her career.
Yeah.
It took a little while, but it happened.
But the larger point being that, you know, it wasn't like she was hit by a car or
raped or shot.
She
did it to herself.
She's a drug
addict.
Only
wish.
She had a fucking song about not wanting to get better.
Exactly. You said that on Facebook.
Yeah, like, at that point, whatever happens to you is what you deserve. That's it.
Yeah, I also feel like she had a lot of resources where she could have helped herself.
Yeah.
She had money. She went to, like, a rehab clinic where she got to ride horses into the sunset and, you know, suffer through withdrawal while she's swimming in a lagoon.
Oh, God.
So and get how many more boob jobs?
Yeah. So how many people who have an addiction have that kind of opportunity? And she
didn't want to get better.
She just took it for granted.
Yeah, she.
I can't really sympathize for people like that.
I mean, I don't like to see anyone die, but that's, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
There isn't anyone that you'd like to see die.
Well, I don't. All right, let me rephrase that.
Yes.
I feel you get the benefit of the doubt until proven otherwise. Like, I have nothing against Amy Winehouse, but she definitely incurred her own death.
Yeah. Sure. On the scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is you should die and 10 is you should not die,
yeah,
she's definitely closer to 1.
Yeah, yeah, she's closer to 1 than 10.
Yeah.
What about Ryan Dunn?
He was. I don't know that he was as close to 1 as she was, but he was definitely below 5.
Seth Putnam.
That is the one.
He's a
Seth
negative.
Putnam is the one.
Yeah.
Greg Weeks.
Oh, how dare you!
He's a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There's
that's
a spectrum
the right,
right
answer.
There. Yeah. Greg Weeks and
I
Seth Putnam.
We're now just going
two.
Through people that
we know.
Henry Rollins.
Yeah. 6.
6. Changes with each day.
Yeah. I was going to say 20 years ago, Henry Rollins would be what? Was he lower or higher then?
I don't know. I think he's probably right around the same.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
You think so?
Yeah.
I still think it fluctuates, because sometimes he'll say shit where he just thinks he's...
But he always did that. Did you read Get in the Van? He's been doing that
still,
since he learned how to write.
I don't know. It seemed cooler back then.
By the way...
So did you.
Oh, in 1986.
In 1986,
boom.
I was, man.
Our number is
4 years old.
646-929-1357. You can call up and talk about who you wish would be dead.
Oh, speaking of people that we wish were dead.
Wow.
What I miss. I can't
Hi,
see
Rob.
The big screen.
You're a terrible person. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh.
Screw you, Noah.
I'll kick her
for a sandwich.
Hey, how's Godsmack?
They're not on yet. Megadeth is on now. I just want to say, if anyone is listening who happens to be at the PNC Bank Arts Center parking lot and you have jumper cables, please come to section 102 as our car is totally dead.
How would they be if they were in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Through their internet boombox. Does Frank go through like a car every 2 weeks?
Yes.
Like, how many of his cars have died now?
Frank actually had this car for a long time.
But no, this is a different car.
This is a different one.
No, this is we actually borrowed Vince Neilstein from Metal Sucks' car.
Oh my! You broke Vince Neilstein's car.
Frank is like a magic man because somehow he always buys these cars for like $250. And they run for like 17 years.
Or 2 weeks.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah. But how come? No, Vince Neilstein has a 1989 Honda living in style. Mm-hmm. And he let us borrow it to come to Mayhem Fest because he sure as hell wasn't coming.
Does he have plush?
And what's that?
Does he have plush seats?
Rob has a plush seat.
No plush.
Yeah. No,
does he have a... Does he have those, like, dice in the, like, on the mirror?
No dice. No dice.
Yeah. No fuzzy dice?
No fuzzy dice.
Mm. But what's the deal with you guys and driving to Mayhem, man? With now your car's died. Last time when we went, you know, Frank's sister got in a car accident while we were driving out there. You guys don't have any very good luck.
Yeah, we have bad luck with Mayhem Fest, I guess. Yeah. And the thing is, we were, like, trying to leave, like, as soon as Megadeth was, like, few songs then, which is now.
Uh-huh.
But the gods have said, no, you are staying.
Maybe the gods are trying to give you a sign by booking Godsmack on the tour.
Or maybe Dave Mustaine is like, nobody leaves the parking lot until Megadeth
clears. Take everyone to the parking lot.
Yeah, he has the CIA send these like radiation signals that prevent any car from starting while Megadeth is on.
Hey, Rob, you're kind of slurring your words. How much have you been drinking today?
I actually haven't had one drink. It could just be the connection. I haven't smoked a lot of one-hits, though. That was nice.
Sean is making arm movements indicating that it's probably all the blowjobs you've been giving.
You made the universal blowjob signal.
Or maybe Sean was indicating that my voice sounds so sexy that he would give me a blowjob right now.
This is true. This is also true.
Yeah. It didn't look like that. Sorry.
You don't know. You don't know.
He didn't do the thing with the tongue in his mouth to signify that it was a dick in his mouth.
Mind the stepchill. Cradle of balls, everything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So the high points of the day, Robert?
When I got high, of course.
Oh, good.
Wah, wah.
Wait, what was that?
There was no good performances or anything?
Any interesting?
Oh, they're actually, honestly, the second stage.
Come on, guys.
The second stage was pretty fun. Red Fang was really good. Like, they kind of impressed me. All Shall Perish were awesome. And I was actually even surprised by a few bands that I thought I would really not like. For example, Straight Line Stitch, which is more of like a poppy, like pop rock, you know, like alternative, whatever. That bad, but they were, for what they were, they weren't that bad. Maybe it was just the sun.
Right?
What's that?
There's a broad singing, right?
Yeah, it's a broad.
Broad.
A broad.
Brad.
An ethnic broad.
It's a Brad.
Is he from Manhattan?
Is it like that Jada Pinkett Smith metal band that exists?
Oh,
no. Get out of here.
Why do you know that?
Noah's a big fan. They opened for Falconer once.
My brain seems useless knowledge.
Rob, did you have any good interviews today? Sure. Who'd you interview today?
I actually didn't do any interviews. I'm very excited. I was doing photos today.
No Sully Erna?
Cool. No Sully Erna. Frank was in charge of doing the interviews. He has a Dave Mustaine story. on how, like, he was in basically, there's like a press area.
Wait,
don't
why are you telling Frank's story?
Yeah.
I'm not telling it. I'm just saying that Frank was in the press area and Dave Mustaine was like there and he experienced something, but he's not here right now because he's looking for a porta potty. You should make a, you should call Frank right now.
What are we going to ask him?
Ask him about the Dave Mustaine story.
Okay.
What if you tell Frank to call us? I
yeah.
mean, his
yeah.
car is dead.
He's not with me right now. I just told you. He went to a bathroom.
Frank was a real prick to me. I went inside his car and it instantly broke down. Would you pay $100 for this thing?
The best part though is that, like, you know, Rockstar Energy sponsors the tour and they provide the water and it's all in aluminum cans. So I've been having delicious aluminum water all day.
What?
Oh. The water?
It's just like water in a can. Water in a Rockstar can. So it looks like we're all drinking energy drinks when we're just drinking water. It's a big secret.
It's lame.
Is that what it says on the outside of the can? Is it, this is just water?
But why?
No, it has like a Rockstar energy. It looks like a Rockstar can, but then on the very top it just says, this is just water, yeah.
But why aren't you drinking beer?
Why am I not drinking beer? Because it's really hot and, like, I don't know.
Probably expensive, too.
Because you're lame.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to freaking pay $13 for a beer.
You don't
but,
get, like, drink
tickets
but
you're
or
Rob
something?
From Metal Injection. Just find someone that
you're
will
that
buy
guy.
You a drink.
You're that guy in the comic, man.
Yeah, there's a comic about you.
We were just talking about the Metal Idol sketch and how people, like, one guy said he really loved it, but then he found out who Thor was, and he's like, I fucking hate that guy.
That guy was a tool.
The guy's a tool.
First follow-ups in the business, I believe is the quote.
So did you write this comment?
I should write it.
Yeah. Is that your trolling YouTube account?
Yeah.
I just criticize people's interview techniques.
Yeah.
I'll. You should see what I say on the Wendy Williams YouTube page. Oh my God.
Wendy.
Her too. She was terrible. She'd blow things up before getting to a follow up question. Wendy Williams.
She's worse than
great
Wendy
tips,
Williams.
They were
it's
fake.
Wendy Williams.
Hey.
Wendy Williams.
We already had this conversation. Sometimes fake ones are all right.
Not on Wendy O. Williams, though. Those are like weird late 70s implants. Come on. Those
That's
are...
the only time I approved of electrical tape on a nipple.
She's the only woman who ever got implants and came out with banana tits.
Yeah. Yeah. She was a hard
like
woman
the ski
to look
slopes,
at.
Please,
yeah.
They messed up and they put bananas inside her chest.
Gross.
Yay.
So, Rob, banana implants, anything? Anything to contribute on that end?
I do not have any breast implants.
Okay. Would you like to at one point in your life?
I think I do more of a reduction than implants at this point.
From where?
From my breasts.
Oh, okay.
Where would you get that meat put? Would you, like, just have it thrown out, or would you have it...
Get like a J-Lo
would you put it on
I would donate it to the Boys and Girls Club of America. I don't know.
Why don't you do a contest for it on the site?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll start a Kickstarter to pay for the breast reduction, and then everyone that donates will get that much of my breast in the mail.
A small hospital fat bag. You know.
Yeah.
Little Ziploc.
Speaking of contests, Sid just had a good idea that this year we should do a Metal Injection Livecast Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
If anyone's interested.
Wait,
how
I love
do
that
you
we're
going
to bang
that?
Out everything we want to talk about
yeah,
in the,
like
first
the first
14 minutes of the show.
Oh, excuse me. Was I supposed to save that? We have a lot of stuff.
That sounds like prime material.
We actually have a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, I'll give more details on the Fantasy Football League.
It's kind of a good idea, you know. You all, like Sid was saying, I'm facing off against Darren this week, you know,
yeah.
or something.
A little more interaction.
Do our fans like sports?
There's Potato Face that keep calling us.
Potato Face.
Who's Potato Face?
That's what they called me.
I don't know. Next time he calls, I can answer, but...
Yeah, why not? Let's see who Potato Face is.
That movie The Mask kind of had a potato face.
Rocky Dennis?
Yeah. Is that his real face?
Well, no, the actor was Eric Stoltz, but he was playing a person who really looked like that, who was named Rocky
mean.
Dennis.
Oh, okay. Yes. Was it just elephantitis above the neck or what?
I guess, yeah. I don't know if it was elephantitis or what it was, but it was something gross.
Wait, Sean, isn't that the name of your grind band?
Find
elephantitis
out
the above the neck?
Rob, be quiet.
Elephantitis.
Oh, there we go.
Caller?
Okay.
Hello.
480.
You are on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hey, guys. It's Nina.
Right. What's up, Nina?
Hey, Nina.
What's on your mind today?
I was just going to say, have you guys heard of a guy named Dave Pratt?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Rings a bell. Go ahead.
Hmm. Well, I guess he's like a famous or sort of famous radio person.
Okay.
And I actually got to meet him at ASU. And he actually gave me a book and signed it. And I guess he's like some guy that's KUPD, which is Arizona's big rock station. And he was like saying how he's good friends with Dave Mustaine.
Oh, he's also a ginger.
He is a ginger as well.
He looks like David a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I heard about how James Hetfield kicked his dog. And then he was all like getting a little insecure about it. He was like, oh, yeah, James over there.
And then you told him about that popsicle story, and he just walked away.
Oh.
That was the
end. I said no word about popsicles.
I don't think he walked away, Sid.
Yeah, no.
I think he just put her in his white news van and drove away really fast.
You're my favorite five now.
I've got some Nerds and Skittles in my van.
I'd go for that. Oh. It's delicious.
Like, hey, you like Hershey's?
Ooh.
I got some Hershey's.
Let's see if we can pick
them
up.
You some kisses.
Oh, that was so much cuter when Nina says it.
Did he have a van that said free candy on the side at all?
Yeah. It was a white van with no windows.
So where'd you meet him? Like the playground or something? Where?
No, at ASU.
He's trolling past the playground.
So, like, isn't that like the number one party college in all of America?
Probably not anymore, but most likely.
God damn it.
ASU is the number one popsicle school in the country.
Nice. Shit smells fast.
So what are you hanging out at the college? Were you trying to like scope some older dudes or what?
No, I actually want to be a journalist, so I actually got to stay at the Walter Cronkite Institute for 2 weeks.
Fancy.
Ooh.
So
yeah.
You were institutionalized?
No.
I got it.
So are you going to ASU now? Are you enrolling?
She's
are you 12. Enrolled? No, she's not.
She's 17, right?
I want to. I'm 17 still, so I got to wait an extra year.
So what branch of journalism do you want to be?
Whatever TMZ is.
You like the interest?
No, I would actually like politics or anything that's important.
So give us your, like, I'll be Brian Williams, and then I'll throw it over to... We turn now to our foreign correspondent, Nina. Nina, what's going on in Washington?
Well, the debt ceiling, there's questions about it. We don't know if it's going to be raised or not, because that Boehner, Boner, whoever he is...
Boner, I always do that too, Nina. Continue, please.
Yeah. But I was also looking in the book because there's a chapter in here called The Best and Worst Celebrities.
Uh-huh.
I guess he's interviewed a lot.
Oh, wait. I thought this was still your report.
This is the entertainment part.
Tell us more about the book, Nina.
Well, I'm a well-rounded journalist. I got to cover everything.
Okay.
I guess there's some question about Prince here, because I guess he's one of the worst, all-time worst celebrities he's interviewed.
Oh, okay. Tell us why. Because he's
we asked him how to pronounce his name, I guess, like probably his real name. And then, so Prince says, my name is unpronounceable.
Well, it was probably when he was going by that symbol.
Yeah.
Because his real name is Prince.
That doesn't make it sound any better, though.
Yeah, the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah, he's a little pretentious and aloof and weird.
Right. I'm a big fan of his, though.
Yeah, he's a musical genius.
He wanted his name to be a symbol?
You don't know this? Come on, you're a journalist.
Like 3 years
do,
old.
Do your research.
I gotta remember who we're talking to.
Do your research.
I think he had already switched back to the symbol before she was born.
She's over a decade younger than you, man.
Yeah. Well,
I haven't covered the fruity artist yet.
Younger than
fruity.
Me.
Fruity.
That's true.
Prince as in,
he is
you
fruity.
Know.
He is fruity.
Fruity's a little leaning to the left.
The fox.
But
he
parlays it into sex with women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, true, sure. But he's from Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know.
You got a Chicago thing with.
You're like 2 minutes away from Minnesota.
Oh, no, I am. That's what I mean. Like, there's no like, provocative sex symbols coming out of the Midwest like he's trying to say.
But Vern Gagne.
Ah, yes.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Vern Gagne reference. Check.
So.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Thanks for calling, Gina. Good stories today.
Oh, I didn't mean to call.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, we have more callers. Mm. Okay, thanks.
But Prince, you know, if you're not into his music, he really shreds. He's like a crazy guitarist. Oh, no, Noah, you're the expert.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Sure. He's a really good guitar player.
Like I saw him live at MSG many years ago, and he just he just went into like a 1 hour fucking guitar solo.
I think he's a good singer too.
Yeah, he's a good. He plays all the instruments on all his albums, and then when he tours, he has musicians, but he plays everything by himself.
Yeah.
He does all the drums, everything.
Next time he plays live, do you want to go together?
Hell yeah.
He just played a few months ago.
You got $250 to spare? Because that's what it costs.
Can you win money in poker?
I don't know if they.
I'm pretty sure the reason he records everything by himself is because nobody really wants to be around him.
Oh, that's true.
No.
To be honest, I haven't. Like, I'm going by his old albums. Like, he recorded.
Yeah, I haven't heard a Prince album since, like.
He went more
Purple
to the
Rain or some
He
shit.
Went more to the R&B side with later in his career, which I didn't
they did
like
as
that
much. Euro house kind of dancey shit.
I don't even know what Euro house is.
It's like dance music.
It's what the Rob listens to.
Is that, like, with
yeah,
one
yeah,
and a half floors?
Oh,
gross.
Chromeo.
But, no, there was an interview on something or other. But Neil Young says that Prince is his favorite guitarist of all time.
Okay.
It's still kind of odd.
Still kind of hot?
Odd.
Hot?
And hot.
Hod.
Yes, I would like to see a grueling Neil Young Prince sex scene. That'd be nice.
So what was that other call? You got a call still?
Yeah, we have area code 732.
Okay. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Who's this?
It's Liam.
Hi, Liam.
Oh, Liam. How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
I actually called in because I had kind of a funny, well, I thought it was funny, but it's more a weird story.
Let's hear it.
We like weird stories.
Yes.
I had a dream the other night, and you guys were all in it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Ow.
Okay. Tell us all about it.
Okay. You all came in, like, a really small, like, Honda Civic, and you picked me up at my house.
That is dirty.
How did we all
get product placement in your dream?
Yeah. Was Frank driving?
It was like a Bukaki.
Look, I don't know. No, actually, Rob was driving.
Weird people.
And you picked me up.
It was a Honda Civic?
In a Honda Civic, yes. And we were driving around.
I had Honda Civic for a long time in my life.
And we were listening to really, like, loud, crazy loud music.
Honda Civic hatchback.
All right.
Okay, Liam, we're going to stop interrupting you.
Anyway, we were listening to crazy loud music, and Sid was in the back seat, and he had, like, a CD case, and it was all Noah's CDs that she had ever owned, and he was commenting on how he had, or she had, an extensive collection of music, but as he was doing that, he was throwing each CD out of the window.
Oh,
yeah.
Was he naked?
About right.
He was not naked. We then, I wrote it down because it was so freaking weird. We were driving down my street, actually, which you wouldn't know what that is, but it's a 25. And we were going 90 miles, Rob was going 95 miles an hour.
That's
a cop. A cop comes and turns his lights on behind us. But he just drives right past us. And that was weird.
You're the police and they roll right past me.
Rob made a right, and then we turned onto a bridge. And Rob said, oh, look, a shark. And then he started singing, I'm a shark, in his Hollywood voice, and jumped out of the car in the water to swim with the sharks.
Jeez. That sounds about accurate.
Yeah.
All right.
He does seafood.
What we need to have happen is you need to email this, the entire text of your dream, to our friend who does the comic, and he can make a comic of your dream.
Oh, the peanut butter on the brain?
Video of all this.
Yeah, peanut butter on the brain.
All right, I might do that. That sounds like it could be a funny idea.
Are you going to join our fantasy football league?
I am, actually.
All right.
Nice.
You got to shoot a private message over to Sid.
Yeah, I'll post in the comments afterwards, and we'll go from there. Right.
All right.
So private messages won't count unless they're timestamped after the show ends, after your comment, right?
Well, I don't know that everybody even knows what my username is to private message, which is my concern.
I won't say it then.
I don't. The thing is, I don't remember what it is, so I can't even say
it.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't know what it is, though.
Well, like, you just said it.
Is that what it is?
It's like fluffy peanut.
Yeah, it said something.
It is.
Okay, so then I guess you could send the messages now. Sid something.
Okay.
Send me private message.
That's good. It should benefit the people who listen.
Honestly, that's why I was going to comment. So when I submit the comment, my name would show up, and I'd be like, "Oh, that's what it is." Okay.
Nah, because you didn't remember. You were going to give it out. All right. So
is there more to the stream?
Oh, yeah, is there more to the dream?
No, that was it. And then you just dropped me off back at my house. But Rob was still a shark.
Nice. Shark food. So basically, you killed Rob in your dream. We were all fine. That's good.
I see Rob more of like a dolphin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Than a shark.
I see him more like a manatee.
The reason I saw him as a shark.
Rob is not a sea cow.
A manatee.
Really? He's
manatee.
Not?
A manatee with the personality of a dolphin. How about that?
Graceful. He's like a sperm whale. He's like a sperm.
Well, not for because of gracefulness. If he's a sperm whale, it's for other reasons.
He's as lovable as a dolphin.
More of a beluga.
As Rob's official attorney, I'm going to have to put a kibosh on this discussion in a moment.
It's all right. He'll never know.
He's an algae.
We've already filled our quota of Rob bashing.
Rob is a plankton.
Honestly, Rob would want to be a shrimp so he could just eat himself.
Like a barnacle.
Are you saying if Rob was a shrimp, he would self-auto-cannibalize?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like Pizza the Hut in Space. Oh.
No, that's a good reference, too. We got Vern
that's
gone.
Mean.
We're only half an hour in.
Oh, but it's so funny.
All right.
That was a good dream. I'm surprised that you remembered so much of it. Like, I don't remember any of my dreams.
Well, he said he wrote it down.
I wrote it down because I have weird dreams often, and then when I do, I write them down.
So did we all look like us, or how did this work?
You all looked the same except Rob, who turned into a shark.
Okay.
Now, let me ask this. Were you listening to the live cast and fell asleep and had this dream, or was this, like, completely...
Funny story. That's exactly actually what happened.
Nice.
I used to, like, when I was younger, I'd wake up early to listen to Howard Stern. Like, his show started, at 6 in the morning back in the day? And I'd wake up, so I didn't have to be at school till like 9 or 10 or whatever, but I'd wake up crazy early and listen to Howard Stern. But obviously I was, I'd been going on a couple hours sleep, so I'd fall back asleep. And I would have dreams about whatever it was they were talking about on the show. Mm-hmm. And it was really weird, so that's why I figured that might be a reason.
That never happens to me. I never dream about things I was just doing.
Well, I don't think it's that you were just doing it's playing while you're asleep, so it's
that
sort of like
I've had
seeping
happen.
Into your brain. Yeah.
So yeah, mine's more of a collection of the entire day. Like I can trace back like pieces of like a conversation I had earlier, or something like I went somewhere, or like just thought about something, saw something on TV, like all those pieces put together the dream.
Okay.
But
well,
not
that doesn't explain why Rob was a shark, but
hey,
it's Shark Week.
It doesn't.
It really is Shark Week.
Yeah. There you go.
You know what? There's a reason.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Liam.
Now that we've interpreted your dream.
Any other questions?
Me? No, I'm good.
Well, he didn't even ask us to do that. His next question would be his first.
Right, that's true. Got a question?
No, I'm.
Am I able
to? Found it informative to tell you my dream.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Liam.
All right, our number is 646-929-1357.
Do you think he was mostly familiar with our faces from what, like Facebook or the YouTube videos or like the...
That's a good question. We didn't really ask him if he'd...
Get him back on.
Well, you did. You asked if we looked like ourselves.
Well, that's what I was going to ask him after. That was my follow-up.
I guess,
but
it must be from Facebook or whatever, or from the behind-the-scenes videos.
It was funny because when you posted that picture of yourself, like there were so many people...
From
that comment, they commented. I've never seen Sid before. Isn't it like? Aren't you all over the place? Like, don't you have your Facebook and like? Aren't you have 900 friends on Facebook?
I don't have 900. I have like 200.
From the show, I mean.
Yeah.
A lot of them are from the show. So
I guess some people
most
are newer.
Most all of your friends are just listeners,
me.
Right?
I don't know, but half maybe. Maybe a little less than half.
But Shankletown says, I know Sid's face from To Catch a Predator.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, you were on that episode. One episode.
Why don't you have a seat right over here?
Listen, who are these wine coolers for? What?
Who are these wine coolers for?
You may have a problem, Sid.
Yeah.
I'd be the guy on that show just, like, totally, like, unashamed. I'd be like, look at her.
Yeah.
Look at the picture. Obviously, it's not a real person, but come on. You'd want to fuck that, too. What do you think? Yeah.
Well, that was fucking Mac and Wonderful Cuckoo's Nest.
Sid, what are these Type magazines doing over here on your bed?
Barely
I know,
legal.
Right? They should be open. Why are they closed?
Why did you bring popsicles?
Yeah, that's if I went to visit Nina.
Why is Nina the wallpaper on your phone?
First of all, can we just say I feel like I'm the attorney for the show now. Nina did not engage in the popsicle play.
No,
I feel like I have to defend
it.
She walked in the room and there was a girl with a popsicle stick sticking out of her asshole.
Right.
Was it her ass or
it was in her anus.
Okay.
Anus, yeah. But
she was still at a party where people were doing that.
I don't
know,
I think it was at a party.
Like a
she said she was like at a friend's house after school.
Yeah, that's not incriminating, though, to be in the room when some pervert is doing something wrong. She's going to be an upstanding journalist, Noah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She had to report what she saw.
She might have just blew the whole lid off this thing, man.
Maybe she was undercover. She was doing undercover journalism.
It's like Popsicle Gate.
Yeah, there's like a Popsicle ring going on in Arizona.
A phone call.
Is a Popsicle ring like a circle jerk?
It's my area code.
Let's see, 847.
847, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, it's Donish.
Oh, long time no speak.
Really? Yeah, it's been a while.
What's up?
I'm walking to my friend's house so we can go eat Wild Wings.
Sounds exciting.
Wild Wings?
Wild Wings? No.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh.
Fucking delish.
Sean had wings before the show.
I did.
Oh, how were they?
Not as good as Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, right.
I was kind of confused, Sean, that you ordered the wings just fried with the sauce on the side.
I like to dip.
And you don't get your
hands don't
dirty.
Get all dirty.
It makes sense.
But, isn't, the novelty part of it just, get all dirty?
No.
In this new fancy wing of the fucking studio, I don't want to make a big mess all over the place.
But aside from the mess, also, I feel like they put way too much on most of the time, most places you go to. And then this way I can dictate how much sauce is on it.
Right.
But isn't it supposed to permeate the skin?
Well, you can still do that. Do it yourself at home.
Yeah. I'm just a dipper, man.
Dipper.
All right.
You a double dipper?
Oh, fuck yeah. I bite the one side, dip the other side.
Yeah. By the way, someone mentioned mango habanero sauce from Domino's in the chat, which is really good.
Domino's.
It's like the only I had it by accident.
Domino's has that?
Yes, I was playing. I was playing poker.
When did they get hot sauce?
I hate Domino's with a passion. I hate their pizza. I hate everything they have. And someone ordered it. 10 people ordered it. And I said, "Let me." I was I was instantly in love with these wings. It's
I had
the
no idea
sweetest,
they had that.
The best. I can't believe Domino's made it.
Huh.
That was awesome.
Interesting. I have to look into that. But I've had Domino's wings before, and they're not good.
No, they changed the recipe, man.
I haven't had it since.
There's a whole new
chicken. I like their cheesy bread.
Yeah, it's
pretty
cheesy
pretty
bread's good.
I can't eat that.
I like the Philly cheesesteak pizza.
Just have a Philly cheesesteak, then.
We grew up in New York, man.
Yeah.
They can't eat chain pizza.
I'm okay with, thin crust Domino's because I feel that's they're not even trying to be pizza with that. It's, just a different thing.
I agree.
So it's okay. But, regular Domino's, just get actual pizza.
I do
thin
Pizza
crust is just a whole different that's the worst.
Go fuck yourself.
Pizza is disgusting. It's like eating a sponge, sponge.
I got a question here. Now, Super Nintendo Chalmers said 3D likes to dictate. Oh, I was going to ask what he meant because I said dictate before. You should have said
either way, it's rude.
Dictaste. That would have been a funnier joke there, I think. Dictaste.
Yeah.
But Super Nintendo Chalmers is very funny, so I... Well, he's 99% on point.
So anyway, we have Donish on the line who's walking somewhere. It's going to be Lebby Klutzky.
Oh, geez. Ina to be party to this call, and then she can cover this story as he gets
slaughtered.
What's
the Illinois equivalent of an Orthodox Jew? Would it an Amish?
No,
you going to be abducted by an Amish? Mexican?
You got a half Mexican on the line here.
All right, okay.
Yeah, they don't attack their own, right? Oh wait, as we learned, Hasidic Jews attack their own.
Yeah,
so I guess so.
See? So this will be their story.
No, the Mexican percentage in the Chicagoland area is on the rise incredibly, actually.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow,
so,
like cool.
Why is that cool? Why is that not cool?
Wait, what did you say? I thought you said
it's on the rise, like the percentage of.
I thought you meant Mexican
white,
on Mexican,
Mexican
crime.
No.
Is that why you left, Sean?
Yeah, that's why I booked it. What? Numbers are going up? Ow.
Yeah, no, this
Sean
is Spanish.
Too white going now.
Spanish will be the number one.
No, when I worked at that golf club as the line cook, there was a bunch of, some were illegal, some were not, like immigrants. And my favorite thing that they told me was that they told me, "Tu caballo es en fuego," which is, no, your horse is on fire.
Oh, your caballo. Yeah,
tu caballo es en fuego. Like my horse. And it's like, to baloney pony. Yes, I know. Pubic hair is red. Thank you.
Put your pants back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would
I
you do if you anyway?
So you worked in a warehouse with a bunch of Mexicans?
Yeah, but there's a book factory / warehouse.
Yeah. How are there Mexicans in Chicago?
There's astonished.
How are there so many
Mexicans?
Well,
we remember we talked to what's-his-face in Nebraska, Guillermo.
Yeah, but that's like one guy. He's saying there's Mexicans all over.
They fucking travel.
There's Mexicans in Alaska, dude.
Right.
Yeah, I went to Alaska like 2 weeks ago, and it was like full of Mexicans.
Maybe they go down through Argentina around the North Pole and just...
You order across Antarctica.
Yeah, the Great Circle route.
No, down to back me up here. We have a lot of Mexican or Latino in Chicago, right?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. There's Mexicans and Polish.
Yeah. Are they like the Mexicans in New York, where they're all like Incas and they like 4 feet tall? Or are they like the Mexicans in Los Angeles, like where they're normal Americans?
Like Paul Rodriguez.
Like
but Paul Rodriguez is like a normal guy with an accent, like the ones that live here.
So are they Barney Rubble or are they Paul Rodriguez? Which one?
No, it's like a 50-50 between like the 50% of the ones that, you know, like that's all stand out in front of Home Depot, uh-huh. And then there's like upstanding citizens that just, you know,
I guess
as Latino.
As you go more west, it gets like a higher percentage of regular This is like in New York, the Latinos are generally different. Like the Dominicans are regular guy people, you know, but just the Mexicans are like all squat, short.
They're like
200 pounds and 4'11".
That's a stereotype, Darren.
It is.
It's definitely more.
Find me
Mexican.
A different one.
Like, we don't have like you guys all got the Dominicans here and the Puerto Ricans here and the yada yada whatever. And it's like solid like Mexican. And then there's, you know, some little tertiary ones.
It's true. It's true.
like a big chunk of Chicago, like a lot of the street signs are all like in like English and Spanish.
Yeah.
But, like in Pilsen and stuff.
Well, if you go by...
Oh, yeah, Pilsen.
If you go to Corona or like Flushing, like where the Mets play, wow, it's like they don't even have some English signs there. Yeah, some of them places. It's crazy. All right, Donish, did you get where you're going yet?
No, I'm halfway there, I think.
Is this just so you don't get mugged, like you're pretending, like, you know, you're making loud noise and talking to people?
Are you walking along like a freeway right now?
No.
Why would you
just
think
some
that?
Random tweets?
You're just walking down 90 right now? Is that what you're doing?
Is there like a highway or something in Chicago that just like somebody's name, like a
a ton. Yeah.
Dan something or some.
Yeah, Dan Ryan.
Yeah, that's weird.
The Mike Ditka
Parkway. Why is that weird? There's like the Kennedy Expressway.
Yeah,
like,
but it's not the John Kennedy. It's Kennedy.
But it's a number. Kennedy. It's also a number. It's just if you live there, you use the name. But like people outside look at maps, it's just a number.
You're but we have the Belt Parkway. It's named after Brandon Belt.
Yes. Only the Mets traded for it. Be perfect.
Yeah, we have like the Ike. Like
the Van Wyck. The Van Wyck.
That's not a full name.
But that's a guy. That was.
But
the,
his first name wasn't Van.
No, but that's his last name. Maybe it was. No, he was the mayor of New York.
My point is that they called him the Dan Ryan. That's a full name. That's
his name's short. It was like Dan.
It's
Pierzynski with.
Yeah, you wouldn't say the Ryan. We're going to take the Ryan there.
Yeah.
You say the Dan? You take the Dan?
You got to take the Dan to get down.
Yeah, he says Dan.
Sean, you should have a parkway.
Yeah,
I want to campaign
really
for this.
Yeah. Should have Gresson. No, I went to the Boulevard.
You have the Gresson's Turnpike.
Sean Boulevard.
Super Nintendo Charmer says he has the Sean Gresson's Memorial Toilet. Which means you died.
You can do that. You can have, like, you pay a certain amount of money. You can have a
a
rest area.
After somebody.
Yeah, how do you get that? Like, you know, I got the Joey Ramone place and all that.
You have to
bullshit.
Adopt a highway.
No,
no,
that's different.
No. Like,
people
how do you
have
like
to
a,
give a
actually,
fuck about you.
Yeah.
Come on.
The government just names them.
Okay, why is that one street called Little Brazil in Midtown?
Because there are a lot of Brazilian peoples on that one
no,
street.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
There's a bunch of Jewish jewelers.
There's
this is not fucking
Brazilian
Brazil, man.
I work on that block.
There's a bunch of Brazilians there?
There's a couple of Brazilian restaurants.
Okay, so that's Little Brazil.
That's
now.
Where the Jews
that
go
is
eat.
The most we got, yeah.
Okay. So they should call my street. Hey.
Yeah.
Not a
whatever
wind
street you're on should be called Little Brazil.
Okay.
Donish, you need a windscreen for
walking
your phone.
Walking through a tornado right now.
Hey, it is the windy.
Oh, are you guys getting a lot of wind and shit?
I just raised the roof. Yeah.
Well, it's
yeah.
Chicago.
He raised the roof.
The windy city.
It's the windy city. Well, that's the first time I ever called it that in my
life. You know, it's not called the windy city because of weather, though, right?
Farts?
Because of, no, it's because, like politicians, like known for having aspect competition back in both days, so that's where the name came from. But it is fucking windy there.
Oh yeah,
your big shoulders, man.
Is that what?
That is a city of big shoulders.
Based on
Chicago.
What? What is that?
That's...
Okay.
I don't know. Because we're hostage.
Barack Obama.
Hey, that guy's from. Somewhere else.
Is that a storm?
Honest, you all right? So you might need to get some shelter.
Nice.
Well, actually, yeah. The last couple of days, it's been like storming like, you know, a hell load, and my basement almost flooded.
Why don't you give us a weather report? Mm-hmm. We can add you to the news.
Weather report?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's hot and sticky.
You guys say we got a warm front.
You
got
to say something about the lake effect, man.
El Nino. All right, you know Nina.
See, she is a professional.
Oh,
she was good.
I don't watch the news.
You've
never seen a weather report in your life? Come on, man.
He's a kid. They have the internet. They don't watch Al Roker and shit like that.
Who's that other guy? Willard. Willard Scott.
Willard Scott.
That guy was an asshole.
Yeah.
He's a pedophile.
No, wait.
What?
That was the
you're no Nina. You don't have your facts straight.
The principal on Ferris Bueller was a pedophile.
Yes.
That would be correct.
Well, no. He had child porn. That doesn't mean he was touching kids.
But
right?
That, no, pedophile means you like
he was
fucking...
dreaming of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you like...
Possibly.
You like want to fuck kids. That's pedophile.
Allegedly. That's not a... We don't want to slander anybody.
Well, like, he just... Like, it just fell, like, into his apartment. Into
well, that's what happened with Pete Herman, remember?
No, he was... What?
He was
jerking off.
No. Oh, he got... Yeah. Yeah, there was some suspicion. He had, like, old pornography, like, vintage porn that...
Right.
Oh.
So he bought a batch of a million photos, didn't go through every one of them, and there were, like, some naked kids.
That's why, kids, pay attention. Pay
attention. Well, you need it on the internet. Don't save...
We're mobile.
Boners.
Bappet.
Bappet.com.
Bappet is good. But I don't like the front. Like, I don't...
Not anymore?
Like,
you're
it takes... It's not the pictures. It's the fact that it like it loads slow. I feel like it doesn't like the picture doesn't come immediately right up on the screen.
Another one
but you
like
do.
A,
oh,
yeah.
Not with Bappet. If you really want a good place to go, kids, go to tblop.com.
What? Not the kid.
Yeah, no. Like people younger than me aren't. It's the big list of porn. It links you to anything you want. Like, it's all the best free sites, best like gallery engines. It breaks all down by like your anime bullshit, or you want your like stories, or you want like your fucking like daily galleries, or like blogs about amateurs taking photos of themselves in the mirror. All there.
Is it just galleries or is it videos?
No. This is just like a gateway of a list of all like some 4chan people or something, or like Reddit people went through and found the best. Porn sites and put it like and made this list aggregate, and then you click on those links and it takes you to those things.
Hmm.
Yeah. So check it out.
T-Blop.
T-Blop. Why is it T-Blop? What does
that
mean?
Big
Isn't that the chick?
Wow, okay.
I thought that was the chick from...
T-Blop? Oh, that was a
from,
TLC?
Yes.
Yeah, right. T-Blop and Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Yeah.
Thank you. I totally was... That's why she's left eye. She's almost someone busted in her right eye.
She fucking blopped in her...
Oh, wait, I do have one question that I just thought of.
All right, Donish, have you found shelter?
Not yet. Right, I just answer this question and I'll leave you guys alone.
Go ahead.
All right, Sean, you're from Chicago, right?
That's right.
All right, so what do you think is the best place to get a Chicago deep dish?
I would say Lou Malnati's is my favorite.
Lou Malnati's?
Lou Malnati's, then maybe Gino's East, then maybe Giordano's, then maybe the original, or Pizzeria Due, not Uno's.
Mm. All right, have you heard of Pequod?
No, well, the original is Pizzeria Uno, and then they made their second restaurant was Pizzeria Due.
Like across the street,
and then,
right, or something?
Then they turned into a chain. And then they just stopped it for two, and then everything was Uno after that.
Okay.
But I like Gino's East because it's just... looks like a shit
cross
inside. Yeah, it's like a, you go in and everything is written on. Like, they want you to write with, like, bring Sharpies or white out pens and write on everything is just covered.
What needs to happen at some point is there needs to be a live cast road trip to Chicago.
Why not?
Sean is like the tour leader.
Why don't you guys all come in 3 weekends with me to Chicago to my 10-year high school reunion?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can we
take us to your high school reunion?
Can we bring our equipment and set up
and
a show?
Fucking do it live. Do it live.
We'll do it live.
We rent an RV.
I know Rob's going to say
that's
no.
A little short notice, but I would at some point.
It's fucking August 18th. How is that short notice? The weekend.
Get tickets and get money together.
No, I said we're going to rent an RV.
Oh,
I didn't say that, but
I said
sure.
That.
Oh, you could. Yeah.
And I asked, can we rent an RV?
Yeah. Well, we can. Like, we get a Winnie. Like, it's real.
Okay, does anyone have Rob's credit card number? Right now on the music break.
But well, we could actually have your parents in studio.
No, yeah. Well, we could just, no, we could all crash at my parents' house and we could do half the show from.
Your parents have sex. I don't want to crash at your house. I don't need to do it.
They are sexers. They are sexers.
There's been sex in them.
By the way, you have an offer in the chat. Super Nintendo says Sean can give me the deep dish anytime.
It's like we haven't done that. Me and Super Nintendo.
He's a good
Super
one.
Nintendo's my favorite, man.
Oh, don't say that. Disappoint all the little Grezzenites.
I thought Ross Gnarly was your favorite.
He's not in there right now.
I was paying attention to me most at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm a fair weather listener fan.
Like, you were talking about the dive pizza joint. There's a place like that in Brooklyn that is, it's like, somehow it's like every year for one is a god or whatever for pizza places.
Yeah.
And when you walk in there, it's like a smelly. There's like a fucking old man with like a wife beater.
It's not that dirty.
Yeah.
It's just like it looks graffitied.
Oh, God, DeFerris is ridiculous.
Do you really like it? Or I can't stand it. I don't think it's really that good.
No, like, this place is clean. It looks like it's been graffitied the fuck up. Like, it looks like it's.
Oh, no. This is a dump. It's a little old man with curly old man hair sticking out of his fucking.
No. Like, this is like
70-something years old.
And they sell pizza by the slice. You have to buy a whole pie. Right?
Yeah.
And
he
makes
it. It's like very specific.
No, I remember going there and they had slices last time I went by. I was like, but it's like $5.50 a slice.
Yeah,
for
the
a regular
is like
$30. Slice. Yeah. Yeah, because you know what?
And you wait an hour for it.
Oh, my God.
Because they're smart. Because he's cashing in on hipsters reading Zagat's guide.
Or just
and
tourists.
They come from
Zagat. But it's
such
like an out-of-the-way place. It's like the Brooklyn that tourists and hipsters don't go to. It's like an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood.
Yeah.
Old-school pizza place there.
Yeah. It just looks like a regular pizza. Yeah, it's really disgusting.
Donish, what's your favorite pizza place?
Pequod Pizza. They're fucking amazing.
Good choice. Actually, but I now I think about Rosati's is fucking outstanding.
Have you guys ever been to that hot dog place where the black women curse at you? I've seen that on a lot of food shows about Chicago food.
Superdog?
Wiener Circle?
No, Superdog, they don't cuss at you.
Wiener Circle?
Is that No, but
or like
no,
the whole thing is
Wiener
you go
the
there
title,
late
yeah.
at night. I think it's Wiener Circle.
Maybe.
And you go there late at night and it's everybody's cursing
at
each other.
Yeah, it's not changed, just the one. Yeah. And everyone's angry. Right. Yeah, well, we got a lot of things like that. Like, I don't know if Chicago's just angry, but there's like Ed DeBevics and the fucking...
Wasn't that on in a... That name sounds familiar for some reason.
Ed DeBevics? I don't know.
But I guess...
Like,
I
where yell at you and fucking shit.
It was
like
one of those in Manhattan.
I think Donish has arrived at his destination.
Okay. Is there a beefsteak
Yeah. Yep.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey,
I'll talk to you guys next week or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Enjoy your wild wings.
Next time you walk somewhere,
I'm glad that we can chaperone him as he's walking along a freeway in a storm.
At some point, Sean will be able to throw you in person. Arm in arm.
Maybe I'll walk him. August 18th.
Well, look at that. It's already almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might not have time for a music break tonight. Sorry, Kansas.
Hey, no, you fuck. Man, come on.
Oh, Sid's just pulling your leg. We should probably go to a music break right now.
Cancer Scare sent us his playlist for this week.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to go to that
Sean
right now.
Sean is going to come during this music
break. I will.
Really? Is it all designed for Sean? Are they like 10-second
songs? It's basically my iPod rapes. But it's not all like short songs, but this is all my iPod right now.
Okay.
All right, let's go into the Honda Civic.
and you can come
all over it.
Yeah, well, put my tape adapter in the stereo and plug it into my iPod.
It's cross-promotion with Honda's new model, the Bukkake, the Honda Bukkake.
Okay, so Sean, what are we going to hear first? What's Cancer Scare playing first?
Oh, this is actually a new band that Cancer Scare actually tipped me off to. Seven Sisters of Sleep, and they're fucking outstanding, and I haven't stopped listening to it all week so far. So
okay.
Enjoy.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Rob is covering his marijuana cigarette in Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce. Rob, remember. Inhale. Don't swallow. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. time to return to the Metal Injection Live cast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content. Please scale back the Hebrew talk, you menorah-loving yitz. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
Mushrooms. That's how Sean says mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms.
Hi, everybody. It's time for the last hour of the Metal Injection Live cast.
Your voice got a little softer, Darren.
It's the quiet storm.
There's a sadness to you.
Yes, everybody, it's the quiet storm. And WBLS.
No, that's his after dark voice.
Yeah.
Is it?
If he's sad, it's only because there's only an hour left.
This is the late night drive on the rain.
This is for all the lovers out there. This is Bon Jovi Runaway.
Oh my god.
That doesn't fit at all.
I want some
Sade. What was that syndicated broad that's all over America that like...
Delilah?
Yeah, Delilah.
Yeah, she's just, through my company.
I'm just working on my repertoire.
You ever met her?
Oh. I want to get a job as a like a black DJ.
I think your jock name should be White Lightning.
White? This is White Lightning.
I like it.
Why don't I be Black Lightning just so no one will know?
Right.
Right, they won't see me. I'll put a fake picture on the website, and they'll be like, "Black Lightning has been DJing for 35 years."
All right.
Sounds like something from Blazing Saddles.
Nah.
Like Grease.
There's a baseball player named Rex Brothers.
Yeah.
And then I saw that, I was like, "That doesn't that sound more like somebody who'd be in black gay porn?"
Yes.
Because he Rex Brothers.
He does.
Ah,
get it.
So
I didn't get that when you told me that
joke
really?
Before. Okay, yeah. Rex Brothers, Rex, what a name.
Rex Collins.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be Rex O-Rings.
Well, there was another baseball player named Lance Broadway, which was a very gay pornish kind of name.
Yeah.
By the way, you're listening to a little Sade requested by one of our listeners. His name is Sid.
That's me.
Sid's getting married in a little while.
Yeah,
to you, Sid, all the lovers
will not
there.
Be playing at that.
On a Thursday. Save money.
He married on a Thursday. Sid's a Jewish man.
Save
we don't
that
have
cash.
We don't have a lot of Jewish save listeners here cash. On WBLS.
No.
This is for all the chosen people out there on the quiet storm.
Married on a Thursday.
Jew operator. Jew operator.
That's who picks up when you call Hatzola. A Jew operator.
Hello, what? You need an ambulance?
That's who called. Who picked up when they called for Levy Kretzky.
Yo, what? You're in the apartment with what? He's got a what? A knife? Is it dirty from breakfast? They don't wash the knives in this house. What is this? You got what? You said he cut off an arm. You got another one. You'll live. You're all right. You'll be fine.
Do you think when he scalped him, he kept the yarmulke on?
Did he?
By the way,
for grip, probably.
Yeah.
I usually don't like to do this, but I'm so excited I can't contain myself. I'm writing a song parody about. That incident where the boy was chopped up by
yes.
You. I remember you asked me for like song suggestions, and I couldn't think of one. You did okay.
Yes.
Once there was this kid
chopped up by a pedophilic Jew, and
when they finally found him,
he was in 40 different paper bags. No,
couldn't quite explain it. They'd always just.
And there you have it. I'm done. No, Weird Al actually already parodied that song, so I'd be following the master. It's not a good idea. That's a good idea, though. No, this is a metal song that I'll be doing.
Nice. You have to tell us off the air what it's going to be.
Yes. All right, I will. So that's coming up. Hopefully next week. I feel. You think it'll still be relevant by the time I actually finish?
If it's funny, it's funny. It doesn't matter when.
All
right. It's still relevant, like.
It'll
like 2 weeks later, right now, when we're talking about it.
You just got to work some way into there with the 100 people search party that went out, you know, arm in arm, like, you know, walking around the town.
Already taken care of.
Awesome. I just want to see a bunch of Jews just arm in arm.
You see that right here.
Yeah. Can you guys do that? Can you guys walk around the studio right now just arm in arm?
When we leave here, maybe. We'll
search for me.
For
I'll hide. I'll
we'll
hide.
The horror down the street.
Yeah,
no, we're going to carry Sean in the chair.
Yes. I never got that to happen in my life. Can we do that?
We can't say his name is Sean because they won't bother to look for him. We'll have to say
Simcha.
It's like
Shmuel.
Shmuel was what
oh,
I was going to say. Yeah. Should read my mind.
I like Simcha.
Simcha. Isn't that a woman's name?
No, it's a man's
name. Yeah, I think that's
a
man's name.
Oh, I thought it was a woman. All right, you got it.
I always like Shecky.
It's not really
that's
Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Taco Grinder says the Jewish radio station should be WBRIS.
I get it.
Do you?
What's a Woobris?
A bris, right?
Oh. Is that what that is?
Yeah. And also Latka's Destroyer said, nothing funnier than a kid getting dismembered, which I agree
sure.
with as well.
Of course.
Besides rape.
The only thing funnier than a kid getting dismembered is two kids getting dismembered.
Yes.
I think I was slacking. Could have been funnier.
Speaking of things that are extremely relevant, Noah met this guy no one ever heard of at a radio station, Sirius. And posted it on Facebook, and we were all like, who the hell is this guy? And she goes, that's Dale Watson.
I didn't say it like
Does
that.
Does anyone in the chat
typed it like
said,
that?
I wrote, it's Dale Watson, and I put a heart next to it because I thought he was handsome.
Yeah. Really? He's like 80 years old.
He oh, my
like,
God, he's so hot.
Let me look at him again. Mm-hmm.
No.
This is the Anthony Bourdain looking
Yes, guy? Yes. The Billy Bob Thornton, right. If he fucked Anthony Bourdain's face.
Right. He has that, like, southern accent where he kind of sounds like Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Jim
Jarmusch
haircut.
Like, a really deep voice.
Yeah.
He was pretty hot for an old man.
But what did he do exactly? Like, why are you...
Pull up a photo. Pull up a photo. Let's see him.
Okay.
I kind of got, like, a John Doe vibe from X as well.
Yeah.
But isn't he, like, a country... Like, you're not
alt
a country...
country.
Oh, outlaw country, because there's so
many
outlaws
left. Does
that mean
he hates black
left.
People?
Yeah.
No.
He has tattoos.
Mm. Yeah.
So he's not like Keith Urban.
He's not like that guy that wrote Nigger Hatin' Hat.
Oh, jeez. Outlaw country means it's country that doesn't actually sell or get played on the radio. That's outlaw country.
He's trying to look rockabilly without being rockabilly?
Yeah.
I'm
going
to
say,
if he's racist like that, I can't have you hanging around with him if he's racist in that
he's
way.
Joey Rebel. He's not Johnny Rebel. He's
Johnny,
Joey
that's
Rebel.
His name. I couldn't think of his name. Yeah. Johnny Rebel. Everybody, whatever you do, don't go download Johnny Rebel from iTunes.
Why?
Because he's racist.
Oh.
But it's hilariously racist.
It is.
Okay, I don't know what's happening.
It's so offensive that you can't help but laugh.
What was that?
But, okay, so what's the issue?
No, the issue is, like, Sid and I were trying to figure out via IMs why you like Dale Watson. Like,
I thought he was really handsome.
So that, like, it wasn't a music thing?
You didn't know.
Why not just say I saw a handsome guy at work?
How about you guys just stop reading my Facebook?
I'm just
page?
Curious.
I was news to me.
I thought Dale Watson like invented the finger picking technique or something, like, you know, or the F string.
No, he didn't invent the F string.
Good
guy.
The brown note.
It was the H.
Yes.
Dale Watson. He was the first man to he used a 6-string guitar. That was in 1937. And
he drove Les Paul to the airport once. He gave him a lift.
Dale Watson invented noodling.
and fuzzy dice.
He did not.
He was the Dimebag Darrell's guitar teacher.
He owns 3 Dream Theater albums.
Oh. No, that's handsome. That's
no, he doesn't
handsome.
Know who Dream Theater are. Oh, yeah.
Is.
Did you really? You didn't really.
Oh, yeah,
it.
I wanted to see what kind of music he liked to see if we have.
Do you know Dream
common.
Theater?
Oh, my God. Is John Petrucci, like, your favorite guitar player
so
ever?
So what music was he into?
I didn't ask him that.
Dale Watson is actually the new singer of Life of Agony. Now, that's
oh
how the guy cut
God.
His penis off.
He did not cut his penis
pretty
off
soon,
just yet.
Pretty soon
he
he'll be
it?
Gail Watson.
So wait, does he have tits? Does he have tits?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Tits?
Why yeah, you know,
tits?
Like, no, I mean, like, you know, if before they get the operation, the dick cut
yeah,
off.
Yeah,
they
start taking hormones.
Yeah, they start taking hormones.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dale Watson.
Dude, yes. Do you have tits or his tits?
Yeah.
He's
no,
like 67.
He was wearing a tight white shirt. He's pretty
cut. He was
fit.
Cut. Like
no
fit tits? For like a 60-year-old guy or what?
Yeah.
So he has like man banana
was he like
tits?
A,
no,
but...
he has a chest. Like, you know, like he works
was
out.
Was he like an Iggy Pop looking kind of guy?
No.
Okay.
Is he not, he's not the Iggy Pop of country?
No.
Hmm.
So he's the what of country?
The who?
He's
the what?
That should be good. That would be good.
I'm going to block you from my Facebook page.
How dare you?
From all my albums.
How dare you?
Maybe even from my wall.
Oh.
How dare you?
Who am I to you?
I dare.
Oh.
I dare, Sid.
What about your Google Plus? Are you on Google Plus yet?
No. Oh. I'm not joining Google. You know, Shlomo somehow added me to his Google Plus account, and I kept getting messages about stuff that Shlomo likes.
Like what? Like Rush
like,
Limbaugh?
Shlomo likes
well, you shouldn't get anything
unless
you
video.
Are following him.
Like Matzah?
I'm not. Like I swear to God, I never
have. Maybe in your
for
preferences,
it.
Just check something.
But I don't even remember it changing over to, like, is my Gmail, is it now Google Plus? Is that what happened?
No. Well, yeah, you have a Google account. It's like a you have a Google profile no matter what. You don't have to be on Google Plus. If you have a Google email now, you have a Google profile.
Oh, no.
You're in.
But you can make your profile invisible.
How? Can you do it for me?
It's,
you have to have Google Plus.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Well, I had to, I mean, I figured out how to block Shlomo.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank fuck.
We don't want you to have
you
to deal
with
you should
teach my dad how to do that because he's going to look sick.
Oh, speaking of blocking listeners and stuff, this was a funny thing that happened last week that we didn't get to talk about.
Oh,
last week
birthday?
Was my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
geez.
I have it so only people I actually know in real life can post on my Facebook wall or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and I guess Sean doesn't have that.
No.
So people were messaging him to wish me a happy birthday.
Aww.
He made some post looking for freelance design work,
yeah,
and somebody replied to that. Oh, hey, tell Sid after.
Yeah.
Sid, are you watching the Met
game? Yeah.
Yeah,
the Met. I saw that, like, independently of anything, and I said, why the fuck is he asking me about the Met game?
Yeah.
On Sean's wall.
That's the
and
only
no,
way
but on a status it says, hey, I'm trying to get more freelance work, so please hit me up.
Okay,
and they're fucking talking about Sid's birthday in the Met. Like, please do not block out my shit with your dumb fucking.
You know you could delete that, right? But you
yeah
have to have Google Plus.
It's true. It's too much work for my phone.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Like, see, so Sean could be my answering service.
So now, Sean, do you have it blocked now? Or
no, it's too much work. Now I have to like go sift through everybody like in the because I already added all these people because I look and first see if they have mutual friends or like you guys and Rob and whatever, and I'm like, okay, all right, and I add them. And then now, fuck, I'd have to go through one by one and try to see who these fucking people are.
See, I have now, I made a fan page. So, like, everyone from the show can add me on the fan page. And that's where I post, like, statuses and stuff.
Mm.
And that works better because then, like, the, like there's no beefing back and forth between the people I really know in real life and, like, arguments and shit. So.
I don't think that Sean has enough clout to have a fan page.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I think I get more interaction from fans on my stuff than you guys do.
Well, that's because
you
post stuff specifically for them to talk.
That's because they want my junk.
You like the adulation of the fans.
No, actually, there's
they
a lot of times that it kind of irritates the shit out of me.
Like what?
When I'll post something up, and then like a bunch of coworkers will like comment on it, and then some random person will put something about Nazis and cunts. And,
no,
like,
or
and
like, hey, Sean,
like,
Doritos
really?
Bag.
Well,
I,
or,
I just
yeah, or
came into
like,
it too last night.
Or, well, yeah. I, or like a little bit more of an even inside joke just or something like, okay. Or like they don't get like, you know, like the movie quote thing. They don't realize that this is a movie quote, and then they'll respond.
Do people in
like,
real life come up to you and they're like, hey, what's with that guy on your Facebook page? Why is he such
actually,
a
actually, yes. There has been a couple times that people are like, what was that
oh
all about?
God.
Like a coworker's.
That's why
and I'll
I
go
haven't
delete,
blocked.
You know, oh, yeah, that person's saying about talking about cunts and raping Nazi mouths and shit or something. Like, yeah, thank you.
Well, somebody posted a picture of you on a baby Nazi body the other
and
day.
I
oh, that
to,
was so
I
funny.
It was funny, but I had to uncheck myself or untag myself from it. But.
Yeah, don't tag us in these things if you're a friend on Facebook.
No, there's funny images. There was that one where it was like the magazine cover that was about like inside jokes. That was funny. But this one, I don't really want my work seeing me with a Nazi outfit.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys a question now. If you find this so annoying, why do you add every single person on Facebook?
No, I don't find it annoying. I just there's just been I said there's a few
annoyed
random occasions where like a couple things, but like everyone else been super cool. Like they'll send me like a message like, hey man, turn me on to some new bands, or like, hey, you know, like what kind of design work do you do? When I saw that fucking freelance post, like it's not annoying, but there's been like maybe two or three times.
People who annoy me, I block.
Okay, like Shlomo, except you can't.
Right.
I need Google Plus.
He's just always technologically one step ahead of you.
God, Shlomo, damn it.
He's somehow in the apartment right now.
Taco Grinder said, can I tag Noah in one of my dick pics?
Yes, please.
I don't think you can have dick pics on Facebook. Can
you? They'll probably take them down as soon as they're reported, but you can have them up there for like a little while, I'm sure.
I mean, if it's a good dick pic, who's going to report it?
Jealous people.
Jealous. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Rob.
People with small penises.
Rob.
No, you think Rob wanted to leave it up there so he could look at it more often?
You think Rob has a small penis? Honestly, jokes aside.
He told us he has a small penis.
He did? When?
Ah, this is getting into bad territory. This
I mean,
nice. He's not here.
No, I want to address what she said. When did
he
say that?
He said that when we were talking
average.
About his
he said
height.
It was average or
okay,
moderate
average.
Or something.
Oh,
average
that. I remember that
I feel like my penis might look normal on me, but on him it would look small. So it's all,
well,
it's relative to the rest of
this
him.
This is what we talked about this before the show started, before you got here. Like, Noah is a pure
Rob's
misconception
cock.
About how she thinks that everyone who is really tall must have a gigantic
no, tall
penis.
With nice big hands.
Okay, that still has nothing
true,
to do with
though.
Anything. But then I said, but Rob said his was average, and he's a giant.
And I feel
but
like
Rob
I,
has small hands.
I have very feminine, tiny hands, I feel.
You
I
have feminine hands.
You don't think so? I think they're very effeminate. Compared to the rest
well,
of my body.
When
well,
you
no
do that hand
expert.
Motion.
Yeah.
Yes.
What,
yeah.
Did you look at your nails?
I have
when you go like this, yes.
They have very effeminate hands.
I got the hands of a mason.
But I don't like. I feel like I have an average-sized penis, but my hands are like little Mickey Mouse hands.
They're not little.
Well, thank
no.
you. I
yeah,
appreciate.
You're like that commercial. What was that? Like the for Taco Bell with those little baby hands? Mm-hmm. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. They're not that small.
They're like the size of the circumference of my palm. That's it.
Oh.
But this is the reason, I don't know, I feel like this is not an insult or anything, but I seen maybe like one time when we were drinking, when I used to drink, and I seemed to overhear a conversation where Rob sent a dick pic to a girl.
No,
and,
that's never happened.
And it was not or accidentally. Maybe
oh.
she saw it on his computer or something.
Why did he just randomly?
I don't remember. I don't want to get the details
wrong.
Wait.
The question is, was it his? If it was on his computer, was it his dick?
No. The conversation was about she saw his dick pic accidentally, and it was his dick. And it
okay.
was big, but I feel like maybe I misunderstood.
Yeah, but camera angles.
Maybe they
fucking
were talking about
did
something else.
Did you hear
else.
Something else from this conversation? Like,
unless you
what
see
else
it in real
hear?
Life, you can't judge from a pic, man.
That was it. I just basically told you everything I heard. And I never really wanted to mention it because I wasn't sure if I really got it right.
Well, maybe
but
he did something.
I think Rob should really be here to address this issue.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I think.
Or we can call him.
Call him. Call him right now.
He has like a folder of pics on his,
no,
on his
I don't
desktop.
I'm sure
no.
he's got a few folders of dick pics.
Yeah.
I think Rob is very straight. As much as you make fun of him for being gay, I think he's just a very effeminate guy.
You're really being rude. I want
I'm
to
just kidding,
say,
Rob. I'm just kidding.
I think he would be more offended by us calling him a straight guy who's very effeminate.
I don't think he's very effeminate. He's like
if
a,
we called him a butch fag, I think he
no.
would like that better.
I would prefer that
there,
better.
This
I
is
would,
my.
Why don't we just call him now and ask him?
This
I
is
prefer
my,
to be a tough gay than like a straight femme.
My yeah. interpretation of Rob is he doesn't care like what other people think of him, and he doesn't feel the need to like act macho. Like he doesn't put up any front.
Or maybe he's just he tries,
acts like
but
himself.
He's a bad actor.
I don't know. Whatever.
Rob is macho. He took karate lessons when he
did
was
he?
Young.
Is that true?
He's a kid that take karate lessons.
I want to see Rob barefoot in a robe like that doing chops and shit.
Is that really true, or are you making jokes?
Just go over to the apartment and
there's
a fly in
I feel like it should
house.
Be true.
Oh, okay.
We should buy him karate lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
Rob, Groupon. We'll use a Groupon.
I'll get a Groupon.
Okay.
Someone just said this is kind of fucked up that we're talking about him without him being there. I don't think.
Okay, I'm here.
Have you ever listened to the show when Rob isn't?
But
here
are we saying anything that fucked up?
No,
I don't think.
So.
I said he wasn't
time.
Gay.
Yeah, what is this wee stuff?
I said he wasn't gay. I said he wasn't. If I said he was effeminate, but I was joking.
He can be whatever he wants to be. I don't
yeah.
shit.
We love him either way.
Yep.
Yeah. And we're calling him anyway, so.
Yeah.
The only thing
no,
I wanted to clear up was I definitely I don't know if it was my drunken addled brain that remembered this story, but I just remembered him over. I don't want to say who it is. It was a person that we all know, but who he was talking to.
Was it Amy?
No.
Was it Sid?
Was it
no.
Sid? Tell
it was
us.
No one in this room.
Oh.
There was no one.
Was it
no
Jenny?
One the show.
Was it Jenny?
No.
Was it Bruno?
Yeah, Bruno saw the dick pic of Rob. I don't know if it was a pic. I don't
all
even
right,
know.
We have another call.
Maybe it was
let's
a video. Maybe it was a YouTube or a
let's
porno
see who
clip.
720 is.
Okay.
Area
720, you're on the air.
720?
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Did you have something to comment on the size of Robert's penis?
About Robert's. Is that a butter penis?
What? You saying that his penis is a butterface?
No. Well, if he's a buttered rubber, does he have a buttered penis?
Oh, sure. Why not? Why wouldn't he?
I feel like if Rob had a gigantic penis, he would be the kind of guy who wouldn't say anything about it, right? Like, he'd be modest.
Yeah, you'd probably just...
Yeah, because Rob is modest about what?
Yeah, that's true.
I really do think that he's...
I feel like if he had a big penis, he would just, like, leave his fly open all the time with his penis hanging out of it.
Well, his fly's open a lot.
He's a reserved guy. Like, he's very self-deprecating.
Any bravado, any bravado
I don't know.
He puts
I'll
forth,
go on record.
I think
Rob's a big dick-swinging muscle man.
So, anyways...
You had me until the muscle part and the man part.
Who do we have on the line?
Is that Pizza Destroyer? It sounds like him. Or it's an impression. Hello. All right.
Hello?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your name?
Tuna can dick.
You cracked him up, Sean.
All right. I'm going to hang up on you if you don't say anything. Okay.
You got to go. Yeah, here we go.
Is it Rob?
It better be.
No.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
Stop talking about my cock.
We're like you.
I call it for 2 seconds and I'm hearing if I have a big penis or not. This is what happens.
So why are you telling us? So why are you telling us to stop talking about it if we're saying at a big dong?
I'm just saying. It seems like you guys talk more about me when I'm not there than when I am there.
Because when you're here, you do all the talking about yourself for us.
Stop showing up.
Right. Keep up the same show protocol.
You're right. I am officially retiring from the live cast. Now every episode will be about me.
You'll make a lot of YouTube comments. Happy.
Did you get the car stick?
Yes.
Listen, Rob. Between when you hung up earlier and just now, we didn't mention it at all.
I know we didn't.
What did you guys talk about?
There was a lot of pedophile talk. Noah at
places to get pizza in Chicago.
Yeah, and Nina was giving a journalistic quote about the world at large, and then something else, the death ceiling. There was a lot of shit.
Can you tell us this story that Frank wanted to tell? Is he there with you? Can you give him a call?
Yeah, Frank was in the press tent. Frank, go ahead, take over. Wait, which story? Tell them all. Okay.
It's a good one.
There's two. What?
Just do the good one.
Well, there's two of them. The first one is Dave Mustaine was sitting next to me, and he's doing an interview with some other publication. I guess it's a radio show or something like that. And halfway through the interview, he just rips out the piece of paper of the questions from the interviewer, looks at them, says something, throws it down, and walks away from the table, and that was the end of that.
Nice. We're done here.
and then we got denied. This venue in particular has kind of been a bitch because they don't allow any videotaping whatsoever. So all day long I've been jumping from bus to bus trying to get footage done. And the thing is that when we got to I'm sorry, I'm driving, by the way, and trying to talk at the same time, which is kind of hard. You still there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when it came down to do the Megadeth interview, it was with Dave Ellison, and both him and Dave Mustaine were in the press tent, and Dave Mustaine was, like, wrapping something up. Dave Ellison, we had to wait on, and they asked if, you know, as you know, Megadeth rolls around with two buses, one for Dave Mustaine and one for the rest of Megadeth, pretty much. So they couldn't use the one for Megadeth because it was all full, so they asked if there was any way possible to use the one for Dave Mustaine, the one that he uses, and, you know, of course, he said no, so we got hexed on that.
Aww.
Oh, no. Shit on.
Yeah, you are.
I heard do that, don't they? Soulfly does that shit. Got his own bus. Just fuck off.
How do they even have eight?
Well, they were popular.
They
have the same. They bought the project.
Two old school buses. Wait, Frank, aren't you supposed to be now? Speaking of tour buses.
I'm sorry?
Aren't you supposed to be on tour?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I am. This is my day off. And
go see Gatsman?
No. We actually left before, well, I guess while
they were starting, as the car broke down, Gatsman started. And you should have seen Frank. He was singing every note. He was like, I'm doing the best I ever did. By the way, when I say you should have seen Frank, I mean me.
First of all, Rob, how are you guys? Are you like ear to Frank listening to the phone right now? Like, how is it happening? The both of you.
No, this it's really weird and choppy. But it's my phone plugged into the tape deck, and we have you on speaker.
Yeah, that's why we can.
Make
it lower.
I want to know the feedback from you.
Turn your speaker.
Wow, they sound really good. It's almost like the album.
Rob's iPod.
Whoa, you guys have my iPod? That's like the Marine song, right? Which one was the Marine song?
One of these.
Or the Army one.
Davey. And you get to wear really nice white suits. I'm in the Navy inside my butthole is another guy from the Navy.
In the Gavy. All right, so.
Wow.
Did you interview Gatsman?
We did not request an interview with Gatsman. I know. We figured they would just deny us, so what would the point be?
Rob, if you don't turn the speaker down, we're going to have to hang up on you.
We denied Rob and Frank an interview.
Much better.
I put the phone on mute when I'm not talking.
Okay.
Is it still echoing?
That means that it's never on mute.
Yeah.
Rob.
Come on.
You know what, Noah?
What?
Shut up. You don't have to put on this whole show of, like, look at me, I'm a mean person because I'm on the radio. You're a nice girl, Noah. Be nice.
Don't tell me what I am.
Wow.
Don't tell me what I am,
Nobody
Rob.
Puts Noah in.
This is all an act, people. Noah is, like, the nicest person ever. Don't believe the hype.
I'm only nice to people that I like.
Yeah, except for people named Sean. Not nice. Not nice.
Nice to Sean's girlfriend.
Wait, hold on,
guys. Date together.
This is the breakdown part of the song. I want to hear this.
There you go, Dan.
Yes. Oh, this is so
go
good.
Back into your Black Lightning voice.
Hey, this is the Quiet Storm. You're listening to Little Godsmack. For all the lovers out there, this is for Deirdre and Chris.
This would be awesome if you like did an actual demo reel like this, like a completely incongruous DJ voice and music, and actually sent it into radio stations just to see the feedback you'd get.
There's a little Cannibal Corpse for you coming up on the next hour.
People would be so confused. You'd probably
I'll give it to Jose.
Yeah.
This one's for the lovers. Fucked with the night.
Oh, fantastic.
We're going to slow it down a little bit with some Napalm Death.
For all you about to make the mattress mambo tonight.
I feel like that would be a good liquid metal show, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Sure.
Like random, like smooth jazz DJ introing the music.
Just a good Adult Swim show.
I'll put a request in.
Yeah.
So, Rob, you still there?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would hype up some agoraphobic nosebleed in your DJ voice.
A little agoraphobic nosebleed. Quiet Storm.
For all you staying in tonight.
Those of you that can't leave the house, we have a little of, don't forget your Kleenex. So, Rob, before you hang up, I wanted to ask you this question. Now, did I imagine this? I imagine you talking to someone at a party. I may have been drunk and misremembered this, but I remember her saying she saw a picture of your penis or saw your penis somehow and you had a really enormous penis. Does that ring a bell at all?
Yes. It is completely true.
Are you joking? Or are you
enormous? Yeah, I totally don't remember this conversation.
All right, I guess that's the end of the story then. Sorry,
guys. Are you telling us, yes, you have an enormous penis?
What was that?
So you're telling us you have an enormous penis?
Yeah, on the record. My schlong would choke your throat, Sean. Don't even think about it.
Hey, that's
already. He has a very.
I've been around the block.
He's not saying your penis is small. He's saying his throat's very deep.
Yeah, that's okay. It'll be like part of your flight in an airplane. Ay, ay,
ay.
Sean, what about your penis? Is it like an Oscar Mayer wiener or like one of those like pigs in a blanket type wieners?
And a sausage.
Yeah, no, it's like one of those summer sausages kind of thing. You know, like a
summer sausages, yeah.
No, like a summer sausage. You know, one of those like. Those like a salami kind of.
Aren't you covering that next week, the Summer Sausage Fest?
Nice.
Well, give me the echo, Noah, please. Where is that?
Don't do the robot one. Get it on your stomach.
All of us. Nope.
No, nope. Not me.
What? It was. Is it? I can't tell now. I can barely hear myself.
Joke's over. Summer Sausage Fest. Man, it wasn't even worth it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little high right now.
A little high right now?
Alright.
Anyway.
Excuse me.
Anything else, Rob?
I would just like to say, Noah, how big is your penis?
How big is your penis?
Tremendous.
How big is your clit?
Tremendous.
I heard that you have an elongated clit.
You heard
is
that?
Is it cavernous?
It's bigger than Rob's penis.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Are you joking, though? She's not really going to
tell. No, I'd like her. Is it like a pinky finger? What is it like?
I'm not talking about my clitoris.
We all talked about our peni.
Yeah.
You didn't give details of it.
What would you like to know? I have impetigo on my peni. I'm kidding.
I'm circumcised, Noah. There. You know everything.
I have a mole at the base of
my
shaft.
Yeah, exactly. Ew. You know, I gave a 4.5-hour detailed story about my penis.
That was your choice,
in
Darren.
In two parts.
I shaved my junk for this. Literally, I shaved my junk this morning.
Okay. We won't press you on your clit.
Wait a minute. Go back in time.
We'll move on. But on the whole, everything works down there, right?
Oh, of course, everything works.
On the whole?
Is that the episode title? On the
in
whole?
The hole.
No, we already used on the whole.
Did we?
I think we have. It used to in the gavey.
In the gavey.
That's not an SEO.
We'll figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
There's still 13 minutes of show left. We may come up with something really great.
It's true.
It's true.
I went on a date with Sean's girlfriend.
Really?
She did. Yeah. I'm booted. She like no, actually two nights in a row they hung out.
Can you define what a date was?
Wednesday at Brooklyn Bowl.
Oh yeah. But you were hanging out with her.
I guess.
You were there. I went with Sean's girlfriend and I went out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean was not invited.
Nope.
Why?
Sean didn't
because
even.
How do you allow this, Sean?
I don't have any say in it. You got these two.
You have
two,
a very weak pimp hand. very weak.
Okay, it's true. It's true. No, you have two women that are extremely independent and crotchety yelling at me that they're going to go on a date together.
So. Crotchety? How
crotchety.
Are they? Why are they
crotchety? Noah's very not
I thought
crotchety.
I didn't want to talk about my crotch.
Yeah.
No, maybe not crotchety. I mean, like that's not the word I want to use. Like more like a stern, tough broads. Not persnickety, maybe.
Whimsical?
No, not whimsical at all.
Whimsical. Like they went out and started doing musical numbers in the street.
There's a lot of interpretive dance on this date.
Oh, wait, what?
Brassy?
Brassy, maybe. Brassy? Yeah, brassy I would take.
Feminist.
We'll go with brassy. No, not feminist.
Not
brassier? Brassier? Brassier?
I would go with brassy.
So I want to know, what does this date consist of? What do you...
We
and
went
why did she come home and say she has never been satisfied like that in her life?
Because I'm the man, Sean.
It's true.
We went
That's
to see
that
we went to see my guitar teacher play.
Oh, and
he
like
played
a show?
Well, it wasn't a show. It was like at an Italian restaurant. So we ordered a bottle of wine.
Was he the waiter too?
Was this Sbarro's? Was he just like playing outside of Sbarro's in Times Square?
I've
seen that guy before. That
yes.
Good.
That's
he's
Alex
got,
Skolnick's gig.
He's
That's
got
not
the
my
pork pie
teacher.
Hat on the sidwalk.
Did Dale like Watson Gordon. Open up
for
him?
I try to avoid Times Square at all costs. I do not walk around there. I hate it.
Me too.
I wish that it would just get bombed.
Oh, that's a little much. People have tried.
Really?
That was very persnickety of you to say that.
And sort of brassy.
I'd say it was whimsical.
I did hear that she walked you to the train when the date was over, though.
Yeah.
Did you guys make out or something?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Not on the first date.
Okay.
Is there anything that could develop into romantic or lustful feelings?
Imagine if your lady left you for Noah, Sean. How would you feel?
I'd be single again.
That's the right answer.
I'd start back at zero. Yeah.
No, Sean would be cutting himself in the bathroom.
What? Really, is Sean? I don't see.
My
I haven't.
Sweep do my sweep do covering my eye.
It'd be Cody Melancholy.
I haven't really interacted with Sean and his girlfriend, but I is he sweet on her like that? Like he'd be cutting himself?
Sometimes he says really off-putting things that I think are
I say
not
off-putting
necessary.
Things?
Like what?
Like what?
Oh,
when
I
talk
can't...
about her period?
But in general, what in what way do you mean off-putting? Like he's nasty to her?
Yeah.
Really?
You gotta be fucking kidding me, because I am a fucking prince to that bro.
You tell her she got a gut or something? Like,
no.
What are you...
no, no, no.
She tells
not
me
like
I got
that.
A gut. What are you talking about,
not
man?
Like that.
It's very persnickety.
Yeah, right.
I can't think of anything, but
no, if
you
anything,
did something at Clutch that really pissed me off. I can't remember what it is.
Fucking
tit punch?
No, like, and if I did anything, it was that's just the way that we tease each other. Like, that's it. Like, I would never,
yeah, like
ever
when you push her down
a
flight of stairs.
Exactly.
Yeah, she should be able to do that to you. You shouldn't do that to her.
She didn't land on her tailbone.
See, we're all about equality. You're all about sexism.
His girl, you see, like, what I feel about Vanessa is, like, the total opposite of what I feel about Sean. Like, she's great.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
Well, she
and
great.
She's so nice. Mm-hmm. And Sean is just the opposite.
So this opposite.
Very
Sean.
Crass, and I'm very obnoxious.
So obnoxious. Mm-hmm. So obnoxious.
But a good dancer.
And now it kind of sucks because if I want to hang out with Vanessa, I don't necessarily want to hang out with Sean.
But
why would I want to hang out with the two of you together anyway?
Yeah, you hang
like,
out with them
be
once
fucking
a week.
Terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough for me.
But you're not attracted to her at all, are you?
I think she's attractive.
I didn't ask you that.
I'm attracted to men.
I was asking, just checking. Yeah. You said you went on a date. To me, that implies...
She really likes Ian DeFranco, so she made me question when you guys went on the date together.
So there's a
no,
chance. Yeah, there's a
she's
chance for experimental pussy eating.
She's got an Indigo Girls CD.
Well, she's already been through that with the switch swapping rooms with the vibrator and the massager or whatever.
Could you try that?
Would you swap a massager with her?
A little rabbit Sean? Session?
I don't want to be there.
If it's not in the same room.
Let's get Vanessa on the phone right now and ask her.
Do it. Ring her up.
Can you do that?
No, I don't want to be there. I just said that. I don't want to be there.
No, but
I would probably
retch
if I saw Noah naked, I'd retch.
Vanessa is...
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what? What'd you
She's
say?
Not my
he
type.
Said,
She's
he
not
said
my type.
He would throw up if he saw you naked.
I couldn't do it. It'd be like seeing like my sister naked. I
That's
couldn't do
hard
it.
To come
I,
on.
I couldn't do it.
Now you're being you're going overboard.
Oh, come on. No, you want to see Noah naked.
No, I mean I don't look at Noah in a
I
sexual way,
come,
but
we've
I
come,
wouldn't
we've
say
come
she's,
this far. That'd be like seeing my sister naked.
I wouldn't say I would vomit though if I saw her naked. That's,
well, vomit was a little extreme.
Come on, she's an attractive girl.
He'd Jeez. Only be vomiting because I would be telling him to vomit, and he would do what I said.
That's different.
But can
then
I
make
him
eat it?
Ask her if she would fuck Noah?
Please, let's
can
do that
right now.
Call her.
Well,
she's actually coming to the show next week.
Yeah.
Look, by the way, Sid, let me conduct the interview. All right. I don't.
No, I would want it to just be Noah and to not even tell her that we're on the air.
Oh.
But like as
if
Noah
she knows the show's not over.
Let's
yet.
Do it right now. Do it. Do it.
She knows I'm here every Wednesday till 10.
Just say the show ended early. We got
10.
Let's wait. Well, wait till 10. Wait till 10.
No, because then we have
a little time. What if she's listening?
I'll just tell her that we ended early. Hold on. All
right.
She said she met Allison for a couple
Can
drinks.
Can you, like, flirt with her and see, like,
Does
see
Noah
what she...
Does fuck Allison?
Don't say fuck. Don't do any of that. Just say, like, all right, listen, I'm going to coach you. All right.
Are you going to be quiet?
Yeah, of course. Okay, turn our mics off. Just say I had a really good time going to see my music teacher, and you looked so pretty, and I don't know, like, did you ever think of being with a girl? Something like that. You know what to do. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Okay, I'm going to mute the rest of you guys.
Please.
Somebody else.
I told you she's out for drinks.
Call from your number.
But she's not going to answer. She's out for drinks. She's in a bar. She's not going to answer a weird number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8.
I'm not going to do that to her.
Last time we had to yell.
Leave a message.
No, I already hung up.
Oh, that was going to be so good.
Maybe I'll try again. I'll try again. Hold on. I'll try it again. She probably doesn't...
Do people still do that?
By the way, AK Metalhead said, talk like 3D in his Black Thunder voice.
Yes.
That's Black Lightning, AK Metalhead.
Black Thunder is when Darren used to play basketball.
That never happened.
Hello there, Vanessa.
Yeah, hi, Vanessa. You're on the quiet storm.
You're about to have a quiet storm in your pants.
No one's going to rain on that pussy.
Oh, God.
Stop. Don't make me laugh before the pop.
Shower.
Tell how big your clit is.
Like a pinky.
Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 860-966-8494 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Vanessa, it's Noah. I'm just calling you from my house phone. That's probably why you're not answering, because you don't recognize the number. I just want to say I had such a great time with you, and I think Sean sucks, and we should hang out more. Bye.
Forgot anything sexual.
Yeah,
that was the whole
like,
point.
No, 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 but the point is to get her to call back.
Yeah.
Now.
Or we'll call her again in like 3 minutes.
What you should have done was like, this, I have something I need to talk to you about, but I don't feel comfortable leaving a voicemail about it.
Right.
Oh, well,
so
why didn't you say that?
Do that now. Just wait 2 minutes and do
my
it again.
My feelings are very closeted at the moment. I need to get them out right now.
What does that mean?
I have feelings.
Coming out of the closet, you know what that means?
Are you implying that I'm in the closet or something?
No, it's a joke.
What the fucking joke is? Are you kidding me?
Oh.
No one doesn't know what fiction
okay,
is.
You can't do a joke if the person doing the joke doesn't know what the joke is.
I thought I was just flirting with her.
Well, that's fine. We can do that anyway.
Yeah?
Oh, my God, I love your top. Oh, I can
was
see
there
you
a lot of
that?
Oh, you
purple
weren't there.
Purple.
I wasn't there. No, but I saw it at Clutch. There's a lot of, like,
oh,
to ask
we held hands
like,
as we walked to the bathroom.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
No, yeah, fucking Vanessa was like, I need to go to the bathroom. I'll be back. Immediately turns to Noah. Do you want to go to the crapper with me?
The crapper?
No. No, she didn't. I said I would offer. I offered myself to go to the bathroom with her, to walk her to the bathroom.
To her piss spotter?
Did you say use me like a fucking toilet or something? Or what?
No.
Like why did you guys get in the same stall or what was the whole story?
No, I was waiting for her on the couch and she went to pee.
On the couch?
Yeah, women's
fucking
bathroom with their fucking couches.
Taco Grinder says she sounds like Sean with tits.
Yeah.
That's true.
Noah
except
Vanessa.
Like 1,000 times better looking.
It's true. Jeez. It's true. She's way out of my league.
He
I'm like
really,
a 4 compared to her 11.
Really?
Is,
he's not lying right now.
You really hate each other. I think Sean does okay with the ladies, though.
Oh, no, I do okay, but I'm saying that I know that I'm a 4 and she's an 11. Like, I have no problem with my batting average with broads at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know I'm a realist. I know that I'm a 4 and she's an 11.
Okay.
No, but Sean is like, really different around her. He actually is a nice guy around her.
Sound like it
behind
really
back,
hurt
though.
You to say that.
I'm biting my tongue.
By the way, tribidism was mentioned in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Is any of that going to happen? Well, you have a tiny clit, you said, so.
Well, that's, I mean.
From all the tribidism
we're
gonna she's participated
start
in, she rubbed it down to a
she eroded it like the Grand Canyon.
Used eraser on a pencil. Down to the metal.
We said that we would start Girl Tuesdays.
Oh, God. That's great, because then I actually get a night off and we just fucking, like, sit around in my underwear and fucking
and
drink
beer.
And watch DVR TV.
And update wonderful. Your Facebook page.
No, I don't do that at night, just during work.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I try to stay off the computer at the night.
Call her again and leave another message. But say, say you have a...
Fill up her mailbox.
No, just say, I'm sorry to keep bothering you, but I have something really important I need to talk
be
to
be mindful of the blog talk lady, though, because she...
Yeah.
In the middle of the voicemail, it's going to be a 60-second.
Yeah, let's wait 90 seconds. Super Nintendo Chalmers said, how about you just fill up her box, Noah? It's a good
that's
one.
An option.
Maybe.
Use your tongue. All right. Are we dialing?
Yeah, we still have a line.
Good. Get that out of the way. Does it come on at 30 again?
I don't know about 10.
Right. Oh, it's not going to happen. Wait, so am I leaving a voicemail?
She's not going to answer in a bar. Look, this is not
just
rocket science.
Just sound sad.
Just forwarded
say.
To an automatic yeah. voicemail yeah. system. 8-6-0-9-6-6-8-4-9-4 is not available.
I want
to
see
a
bar.
Come
get my
tongue
in
your
snatter.
When you have finished recording,
you smell your dick.
Or press 1 for more
wrap
options.
Wrap your brown eye around my nose.
Hi, Vanessa. It's Noah again. I have something really important I have to talk to you about. And
my vagina.
Sean is... You're an idiot. I should have muted your microphone. How do I erase it?
I don't know. At the end, it should say, like, press 3 to erase
know,
or something.
Voice... Are we still being recorded?
Yeah.
Hey, Vanessa.
Now you really got to fucking erase it. We're never going to be able to do this prank now.
God.
What prank? What do you mean?
Let's just fill up her mailbox for real with this voicemail. We'll just leave her at 20 minutes.
We'll fill up her mailbox.
Sucks. I wanted to see what she would say.
I filled up her mailbox last
week. Well, you know what? She's going to come and visit us.
Yeah, she's coming next week.
Yeah, but then it's like all show-oriented. Like, this was going to be a real reaction. It's,
you know, we can still be attracted to
are
each other in real
life.
Are we
still on the goddamn answer machine right now?
But you're
no,
going to fake
I'm
it like girls
up.
Do, you know?
No, we hung up.
Like when they do fake lesbianism.
We fake it like girls do?
Like when you do fake
yeah,
lesbianism.
Yeah, all lesbian porn is fake.
You know, oh, you're so pretty. Let me make out with you.
Oh,
okay, so we won't say it like that.
Only lesbians when you're drunk, that kind of thing?
Yes, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, exactly. All right.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I have
so
an
are
idea.
So is that the plan? You're going on dates every Tuesday now?
Yeah.
What's the next one?
The next one is going to be a High Times party. She doesn't know it yet, but...
Okay.
That's where
when
she's
is that?
Coming.
Surprise.
Next Tuesday.
Oh.
And you're not
better
invited.
Hit up now. Better hit up now before she makes plans. Man.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know. She already asked me
asked you
to hang out. So I know
that's
that we're going to hang out.
That's not true.
You're just jealous.
Actually, no. I was begging to have Saturday off of the relationship this weekend.
But we hang out on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Sean is seething for some reason right now.
You didn't hang out last night.
Sean's very angry.
I was doing something last night.
No, we were at that fucking Sia concert.
It's very fascinating, I have to say.
Yeah. This is great. Sean is texting her right now.
Yeah.
Where the fuck were you, bitch? Every Tuesday, huh? All right, while he's doing that.
Yeah, she's still at the bar.
We should start wrapping up.
Oh, actually, she just got home right now. Says the second text.
We don't have the line anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
waiting for her to explain the Casey Anthony trial to us.
That's right. Well, she'll be all right. That's a teaser for next week. She'll be here next week.
Yeah.
Rob will be back. Do we still? What's up with Life of Agony? Is that going to happen? Or is
I don't
that,
know.
We don't know.
We don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe Rob will right. next week.
Then I won't announce it. Thank
okay.
you.
Fantasy Football League info will be posted. Private
right.
message me if you want to do a Fantasy Football League with me and Darren and Sean.
Excellent.
And lose to all of us because we're better than you.
Can we play
well,
the
I'm
song
not.
Where Rob 8 has come?
I will play that after, but I'm about to play us out with a song that
Wait.
Was mentioned on the show.
I'm also setting up a fantasy badminton league that
nice.
You guys wanted
cool.
to get in.
I'm in.
Really edgy, but
I have a fantasy
gonna,
golf league.
There'll be a lot of shuttlecocks.
That actually exists.
That exists.
Yeah, I know. I'm on it. I'm an avid golf player.
Really?
No.
Let's end on that note.
No.
She said avid.
I would go to the driving range if you want to go sometime.
Only if I could beat you with a golf club.
No, she'll go with Vanessa. You stay home.
Yeah.
True.
Let's play golf together.
Or he can drive us around.
Would anyone like to go to the batting cages with me? I actually would like to do
that. I'd like
you.
To do that.
Okay,
sure.
I would go with you. That's
excellent.
Nice.
There's a good one in Metropolitan Avenue, not far from here.
Belong
good.
In a fucking cage?
They have the one where you put the ball in the machine yourself. Like you sit there with like the one
oh,
that
really?
The
oh, yeah,
pros
yeah, yeah. Right.
use.
Mm-hmm.
And you need two people. Like,
so one just keeps feeding
yep.
them and shit? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right. Okay. We'll see you next week, everybody. Oh. You're listening to The Quiet Storm. It's a little Runaway. A Little Runaway by Bon Jovi. Fall in love about that. We'll see you next week.
Ha ha ha! not what I'm used to. Just wanna have some fun. I'm curious just to drink ejaculation. I ate my gum and I liked it. Got a lemon, herbs and spices. I ate my cup just to try it. It got vitamin E inside it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Washed it down with a liter of Sprite. I ate my cup and I liked it. I liked it. I never do these things outdoors. Like Pee Wee Herman, got tired of using dirty drawers to catch my sperm in. I opened my mouth and some steam and flew inside. I get sick like Elmer's glue, but that's alright. I ate my cum and I liked it. Like dishwashing liquid. I ate my cup just to try it. Threw it on the stove and fried it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Won't order sushi tonight. I ate my cup and I liked it. I liked it. My baby batter tastes so nice. I pour it on my pork fried rice. Some burger with some gum french fries. Too good to deny it. Ain't no big deal from my own dick. I ate my cum and I liked it. Everyone on the show should try it. I used his blanket to wipe it. Hope his girlfriend don't find it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Gargle with it at bedtime tonight. I ate my cum and I liked it. I liked it.
Suffer through.
Watch for better signs.
Action live cast. Don't swallow. You're time to our headway to back the Hebrew talk, you menorah loving yitz.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. That's how Sean says mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms.
I've cast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour headway too much Jewish content.